Wait, where's John? Hello and welcome to this week's episode, this very special episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner. John couldn't be here this week because his job has him running ragged. He did a bunch of shifts that were like really early in the morning, and he asked if he could sit this week out, so I said okay. And instead of doing a best of, because presumably you guys have already heard that stuff, and I don't really want to bore you with the rehashing of things that we've talked about, I thought I would do a special secret origin show, kind of tell you how the show got started and what was the thinking behind it, and the show that we were actually supposed to do, but we wound up doing this one instead. This could be a very, very short episode. I'm not going to push this any longer than it needs to be. So this might be a 10-minute episode. I guess the big news is I'm moving. I found a job on the East Coast, and I am in the process of moving back there. So this is one of two episodes that might be a little wonky. Next week, when we're supposed to be recording, I will be driving cross-country. So it could be just me by myself again, but I'm going to try to see. Maybe I could do it while I'm driving. Hook stuff into like my iPad or something and record, have John call me and just talk while I'm driving or something. I don't know. It'll be something interesting though. I don't want to rehash, like I said, because presumably you guys have been listening and you've heard all the funny stuff that John has said and me laughing at it. So I just figured, I let you guys know what's going on. We should be back to normal within the next couple weeks. So just kind of hang in there and we'll get John back on going. So the origin of Dance Monkey Dance starts in February of 2010. The company that I was working for in Arkansas had just closed, and I was instantly thrown into the world of freelance. And it was kind of a rough time. We had just had a baby, so I was out of work with a new baby, and kind of, I don't know if it was depressed or whatever, you know. The normal things that somebody goes through when you have all this crap going on. And I had been talking to John on and off, and we really hadn't been talking as frequently as I wanted, and you know, just like I had said in the past, he makes me laugh. And I said to him one day, I said, what do you think about doing a podcast where we interview like independent filmmakers that were putting their work on YouTube and kind of like get the word out about them, and in turn get the word about us out there, because John and I had done a bunch of stuff, some short films and some projects and stuff like that before. So I said to him, what if we did that? Because there had just been a filmmaker, and I can't remember his name. He had done a video of these giant robots attacking like Venezuela or something, and Sam Raimi saw it, and now he's directing the Evil Dead remake that they're doing right now. And I said, what if we get that kind of stuff, those kinds of people, you know, get them on, talk to them, figure out how they did it, and kind of talk to people. And then we realized exactly how much work that was going to be, to find those people and to get them on and to make sure we had all the clearances and stuff was just going to be a nightmare. And I said to John, you know, I really wanted to do that, but what if we just talk? What if we just talk every week and talk about silly stuff and pose stupid questions to each other and just kind of make each other laugh? And, you know, I don't know how many of you know this, but John and I have no clue what the other one's going to say when we start the show. It literally is John will Skype into the conversation and it's, hey, how are you? Good. Did you have a good week? Yeah. All right. You ready? Yep. You have a topic? And he'll either say yes or no, so I know how much time I have to fill or how much stuff I need to talk about. And we go. We don't have any clue what each other's going to say. And originally, the show was going to be called What'd He Say? Because I wanted it to be where we said such outrageous things that people actually said to their computer or their MP3 player or whatever, what did he say? And then we had agreed on that, and I didn't like it as much as I thought I was going to, so I wanted to call it Nerdpocalypse. But I wasn't the first one to have that idea, and Nerdpocalypse was taken on Twitter and Facebook and all this other stuff, and when you're naming a show, it's kind of like naming a business. You need to find the Twitter, you need to find the website address, anything that's open. And then, let's see, what else? We were going to call it, at one point we were going to call it Proper Villains, a line out of Ocean's 13, it was Ocean's 11, it's the first one, where Brad Pitt was going to get Don Cheadle, and he asks where, I guess Danny is, and he says he's right around the corner, and Don Cheadle says it'll be nice working with Proper Villains again. And I thought that was kind of cool if we called it Proper Villains, and then I found out there was some kind of crappy band named Proper Villains that had all the Twitter and stuff like that. So finally, I came upon a phrase that I had always said, which was Dance Monkey Dance, which is basically, you know, perform for us. We'll dance, monkey dance, that kind of thing. And where I had found it was I was watching this movie called A Dog's Breakfast by David Hewlett, who was in Stargate Atlantis. He was the cranky next-door neighbor in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And he had done this movie when they were shooting Stargate up in Canada. And there's a scene where he flips out and he starts yelling, "Dance, monkey, dance!" And I had seen that and I said, that's perfect. That's exactly what the show should be called, because it's two people that really have never been in front of anything before. We're used to working behind the scenes. So I said that to John. John said, yeah, that sounds like really cool. We should do that name instead. And Dance Monkey Dance was born. We did a test show originally of kind of how it was going to work, and you can hear some of that. I think it's episode 3 where we had the weird recording situation happen where it sounded like I was talking in a tunnel. So I had to recut some of that into a Dance Monkey Dance type of show. You know, we had kind of done a bunch of different things in that test show to see where we were going to go and see what we were going to do. And ultimately, we wound up with the format we have, which is, like I said, we don't know what each other's going to talk about. John says one thing, I say the other, and then we just kind of argue back and forth over what our opinions are about it. And there's no, like, theater of the mind or anything like that. It's literally how we feel, and what you're hearing is a true representation of the friendship that John and I have. That goes back, it's got to be 15 years now, 16 years, something like that, to when we were working together. And if you listen to the episode a couple weeks ago where John started flipping out about Whitney Houston dying and how it should have been Snooki instead, and he starts singing, that's a true representation of what it's like to work with John. It was 8 hours of constant laughing, of constant joking around, and I missed that, especially when I moved here to Arkansas. And, you know, we missed talking to each other, so that's one of the big reasons why we do Dance Monkey Dance, and we're thrilled that people actually will sit there and listen to us rant on and on about stupid shit and, you know, first world problems and all that kind of stuff. So we really do appreciate you guys listening. We love getting emails from you guys. and knowing that you guys are listening, besides just the numbers that we see. And I guess that's the origins of Dance Monkey Dance. I will leave you with one final Arkansas story. I went to a gas station the other day to fill up my truck with very expensive gas. And I was standing in line waiting to pay. And there was a guy that actually cut the line ahead of me. And I was going to say something. And then he bought a little tiny bottle of booze and a lottery ticket. And I thought, well, his life is just too sad to even start with him. So I let him go, and he sat in his car and looked at the lottery ticket for a while, and finally, I guess, scratched it off or did whatever, and looked sadder than when he came in. Don't know if he downed the drink or not, and drove away. So I waited a good 5 minutes before I left, figuring he'd be out of the area, and, you know. But that's what it's like to live in Arkansas. The last 5 years that we've lived here has been this weird journey of all these really, really country people mixed in with some normalcy, and trying to make sense of the two has just been fascinating from a standpoint of, like, scientifically, how people behave and how they've been brought up and whatever. So that should, I'm assuming that's going to be my last Arkansas story that you'll ever hear. There's some other good ones if you ever want to hear it, like the time that I ran in to get milk and I left my daughter in the car for maybe 2 minutes and the woman wanted to call the cops on me, or the woman who argued in line at the store because they wanted to see her driver's license and then held the line up arguing about it, you know, all that good stuff. That's all on past shows and stuff like that. So like I said, this is going to be a fairly short show, and it looks like it's going to be somewhere around 12 minutes, 15 minutes by the time the music finishes. But like I said, this is going to be a weird couple of weeks. Next week, it might be longer than this. I don't know. It all depends on how we get to record and how we get to do what we do. And like I said, we love hearing from you guys. So please let us know you're listening. Follow us on Twitter at Dance Monkey Pod. Email us at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. See if you can send John a virtual coconut, because he really wants to know you guys are listening. We see the numbers, and we've talked to some of you guys, and some of you guys let us know what you like and what you don't like and stuff like that. And we appreciate that, because that just helps us fine-tune the show better to get, you know, maximum amount of laughter out of you guys and out of us. So like I said, get in touch with us, let us know you're listening. Please rate us in iTunes. The more ratings we get, the more people can find us, because we wind up on, like, the top 100, and then more people find us, and it'll all be good. So I guess that's it for this week. So until next week, this is Chris, and I'm sure John would have something snappy to say here. Have a good week. Bye-bye.